First of all, Mr. Cohen, welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Now, you've been here just a couple of months.
Yeah, going on, I think, 2 months coming up.
So this is still kind of a learning experience, getting to know the who's who of local law enforcement. What have you learned so far?
Yeah, it's very much a learning experience for me. I'm just at the beginning stages of learning that. Don't know the people yet, just getting out there meeting them, to include the people in my own office, just getting familiar with them and the programs that they're working.
So you have some county law enforcers, some city law enforcers, the people within your own office. And among the challenges, I imagine, besides just getting to know the who's who, is, I mean, we're sitting on an international crossing, and you do have some terrorism experience. So tell me just your first impressions of what you might be looking at with Buffalo as an international crossing.
So I have to have perspective of things other than international terrorism. The FBI is responsible for a whole wealth of programs and issues that we have to have oversight of. So on the terrorism side of things, that is my background. I have an extensive background working terrorism myself. So I've been driving my guys here in the office to have that same sense of urgency that I've had throughout my career. So here, we've got different demographic makeup in the area that we're responsible for. As you said, we also have the border crossing. So we've got a multitude of issues that we need to be aware of and focus on and be concerned about.
Now, you were halfway around the world when the 9/11 terror attacks broke out. Recall that day, where you were as the news was breaking, how you responded.
Sure. So I was actually the case agent for the Millennium Bomb, is what we called it. It was the case of Ahmed Rassam, who had come over the border, crossing from Canada into from Vancouver into Seattle's area. So I was in New York, but I was the agent responsible for all of the co-conspirators in that bomb plot. One of those individuals was located and detained in Algeria, so a few of us had gone over, to include me, to conduct interviews of that individual to see if there was information that we could glean from him that would be pertinent to the investigation. So I clearly remember that we were actually at a breakfast with some of our host individuals from Algeria when the main person from the office, from our delegation, the legal attaché, was approached by the main person from the Algerian delegation, whispered in his ear, and that was basically the notification that a plane had apparently flown into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. The initial reaction for us, I think, was the same as for many people. What a horrible accident is what the first knee-jerk reaction was. We knew that we needed to get to the embassy to find out what was really going on, but the sense of urgency right off the bat was not there. We figured we would be polite to the hosts, finish our meeting with them, our breakfast meeting, and then make our way there. However, when the individual was approached again and notified that now a second plane had hit the other tower, that's when we immediately made our way to the embassy. We got there in time to be seated by the ambassador in one of the waiting areas that she had set up with TVs, and we were there in time to watch the towers both come down.
And I think, in fairness, most everybody thought that when the first tower was struck, it was perhaps just a freak accident, because while there had been terror threats before, I don't think anybody appreciated that something like that could be successfully pulled off.
I think that's exactly correct. Everybody was shocked that the second plane had hit, and we knew that something else much bigger was happening.
What would you call the biggest takeaways or lessons learned from that experience?
So I think it was the entire aspect of expect and anticipate the unexpected.
Among the improvements to Homeland Security since then, agencies that previously did not talk to each other now do. Tell me about how that helps your cause with the FBI.
Yeah, so I think that's actually not exactly accurate. Having worked terrorism for my entire career, there's always been a good exchange of information. It's not unexpected that there will at times be conflict, and we've always had to work through those conflicts, and we have. I think the biggest change has been that there is a much more open sharing of information than there was before. People now, we understand that you cannot hesitate on giving information if it may have anything pertinent to any other entity within the government. Sometimes there was a parochialism of maintaining some of that information. That is completely gone now. We share the people. We share the information. We have people embedded with the other agencies, and they also embed people with us to make sure that there's no breakdown in the flow of information sharing.
Fair enough. Now, you're from downstate, from Islip on Long Island. So although this is the other end of the state, it's fairly close to home. What are the biggest differences you've noticed so far?
I would say so far, because it hasn't snowed yet here, the biggest difference is the people. I'm used to the New York City mentality. Everything's a rush. There's traffic. Everything is hectic. And I've come here for the short time, and every single person in the office and in the communities, warm, welcoming, very genuinely nice people.
And what about the family? Have they become accustomed to the Buffalo way?
So that's interesting, actually. My wife is fond of telling me that if I was assigned by the director of the FBI to go to San Diego, she was anxious and very excited to go. When I got the call from the director, however, telling me I was going to Buffalo, she wished me a good trip. And my wife has opted to remain behind in Virginia, which is where we were prior to this, with our two little kids. And I just make my way back and forth whenever I can, and she'll spend her time up here whenever she can as the schedules permit.
I think some of the local folks, including not just a short walk from here at Canalside, might try and sell you on bringing the kids up, especially for the holidays maybe.
So they'll be up here for the holidays, so we'll see what happens. I think the people here have been so nice that I think they could probably convince her that this may be the ideal place to live. I think the people aren't going to be the issue for her. It's something about snow. It's what she keeps talking about.
Now, if you're authorized to say it, is there a set duration for this assignment here at Buffalo, or just until further notice?
Yeah, it's until further notice, as decided by either the FBI or by me. The Bureau, one of the criticisms that we give to ourselves is that oftentimes people will touch a base and move along quickly, and that doesn't do justice to the people that are working for you or working with you. I've always been anti that, and I, throughout my career, have made it a point of staying in places for, I think, an appropriate amount of time, not touch a base and run. So I don't know how long I'll be here. It depends on what I decide to do and what the director has in store for me.
Adam Cohen, the new special agent in charge here in Buffalo, thank you and congratulations and welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you very much.